How are we this morning?
Good.
Do you guys like to make choices? Sometimes. What do you choose? What's some of the things you have to choose? Like what shirt to wear or no? What certain foods you might want to eat? Maybe? What barrettes to put in your hair? My daughter always had trouble with that, which ones to put in her hair. But yeah, we make choices. We gotta make decisions, and sometimes that stuff's hard, you know. We don't always know what to do, or if we're doing the right thing, and sometimes we learn real quick that, ooh, I shouldn't have made that decision. I just tied a knot in my shoe. Ever do that? That's a bummer. Then you gotta untie it and start over. But I'm gonna talk a little bit this morning to everyone about choices and decisions and this word called wisdom. You know what wisdom is? It's like a decision, only some of it comes through just experience and through knowledge and God gives us that. God gives us wisdom on certain subjects. And doesn't necessarily mean you're smart, but He gives us this common sense thing. He tells us, He talks to us. And sometimes I had a lot of troubles with decisions over the holidays because it was like, wow, which food dish do I go for first, or which pie do I take? That was hard, but so I think I tried everything, which I think most of us did. So, but I just want you guys to know that no matter as you grow up, you know, when you have a tough time, you come into that little situation where, I don't know what to do. You know, shoot one of those old popcorn prayers to God and say, Lord, just please give me wisdom. And He'll help you, because as we're going to learn this morning, He's there and He promises to help us. So I'd like you guys to pray with me. Then I'm going to make you guys make a choice here. Okay? Heavenly Father, thank You so much for giving us Your Son, Jesus. That, Lord, we choose Him to guide our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now here,
would you please stand for the scripture reading? Today's reading is James 3, 15 through 18. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and the wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Here ends the reading. You may be seated.
This morning I entitled my sermon, Church Choices, Decisions, and Wisdom. And I think it was kind of fitting with this being the last Sunday of the year and last Sunday of this decade, and we enter into a new, fresh year. And we all have those things we want to do in 2020. Usually it's like every year, like for me, I start out strong and then it kind of just, things change, plans change, and choices change. And so I hope and pray that this message will help us all to realize that really who we need to look to and why. A few years ago, my brother-in-law travels around to flea markets. Gail sells the fruit around. Linda knows him. But he used to stop in this candy store in Missouri. And occasionally he'd bring back several boxes of candy. It was right straight from a factory. And it was kind of an overstock type of thing. So what came in the boxes, they weren't necessarily perfectly sized, perfect candies in every spot. But they sold these boxfuls fairly inexpensive. But there was a trick to it. You chose what looked good, but you really had no guide onto what this piece of candy was. Until you figured out kind of the color and the shape, you really didn't know what you had there. Some might be good and some were bad, depending on what taste you had. But you have to make a decision as to, is this the one I want? Is this the one I want? this the one I liked or this the one I didn't like? So he had to make choices. And it was just like what Forrest Gump said in the movie, you know, life is a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. And this was the same thing. But that box of chocolates in life is what we look to. Some of it's sweet, some of it's pleasing, and sometimes it always isn't. I don't like chocolate covered cherries, so that's usually the ones I pick because they look good, but that was not my good choice. And each and every day, we're offered this piece of candy, so to speak, with a new experience. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, and some of it depends on what we chose. Life itself, each day we wake up, we usually have a plan, but yet we still really know what to expect out through the day. And as those unexpected things come up, we're faced usually with a choice or decision. We got to decide, go right now, what am I going to do about this? You know, it's just like that mystery box of chocolates. Which one? Until I learned to make the right decision on what I wanted, you know, we'll see if that choice was right or wrong. But look at that in another way. We're responsible for what we choose, right? Good or bad. Like life itself, we pick our own choices, and sometimes we pick out the wrong choices. In this past year, for me personally, I've seen some choices of others that have made an effect on other people, some of them in a positive way, and some not in such a positive way. Choices in my daily job. I weigh out money and time with our farmer customers, and the worst words I hate is when they tell me, use your own judgment, we trust you. Those are hard. That puts pressure and choice decisions on me. And that's a hard place to be in sometimes. But all of us make hundreds of choices and decisions every day, whether we realize it or not. Many of the choices that we have no right or wrong answer, such as what to wear or what to eat for lunch or what shoes to put on. When we're up against decisions that are very important and sensitive, there are usually two things that most of us are concerned about, or at least maybe we should be concerned about with. All right, for me, it's always, I don't want to make the wrong choice or decision. Or we don't want to make the wrong decision as to burden someone else. So along with those two things, there may be some other questions looking towards Christ that we can ask ourselves. Does this action, course of action for me, does it help my witness with Christ? If I choose this decision or course of action, am I acting and doing my best? Okay, if I use this one, is it a specific command in Scripture that would cause me to sin? If I choose this course of action, am I thinking of my own self? Am I just being selfish? If I choose this action, what negative effect will it have on others and maybe make them sin? The last one, if I choose this course of action, does it glorify God? How often, we usually don't process those kind of questions when we're doing a decision. Those are some things we should think about. Tough questions we're faced with every day with decisions. So what do we do when we don't know what to do? I like Proverbs 3:5-7. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with our own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. These questions of decision-making, are answered here in this proverb. God wants us to make the right choices in life. God wants us to depend on Him for our questions. Our openness is God's opportunity. Verse 6 says, seek Him and He will show you the path to take. As sure as I'm standing here today, we all have a path and a choice that we may need now or we will need in the future for guidance and direction. Anybody agree with that with me? As we start a new year, there's even for our church here, there's going to be things within our ministries and that we're going to have choices and decisions. And I think seeking God is, that's our answers. That's our answers right there. For most people, when the choices of life become tough, they pull themselves inward and they feel that they can't trust anyone, including God. Because what happens then is that they start trusting on themselves and their own wisdom, and they create their own reasoning for their own decisions. The fact is that we have to get to the one who is God, who knows what to do when we are faced with choices. Because God, He really does know what's best for us. And relying on ourselves gets us into trouble. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to rely on Him. And I chose James today because James is my favorite book in the Bible. That was the first one that I studied when I did my pastoral studies. And I fell in love with the whole chapter of James when I did that. And James 1 through 5 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." He wants us to ask Him. We don't have to grope through our way of life in this box of candy trying to find the good choices and the bad choices. God wants to help us. The wisdom that we receive from God, it says He will give generously if we ask Him. This is what James is telling us through this verse. The wisdom that we receive from God has three things that are in common if we break this verse down. The first thing is God's wisdom is practical. The wisdom from God relates to life even in the most confusing at times that we may be involved in. Having wisdom does not isolate us from troubles, but it does help us overcome troubles. Godly wisdom gives us likely reason to let us take action on our problems, not to confuse knowledge with wisdom. There's an example here that I kind of came up with as my son has been in many universities over the years with his studies. He had told me this story about one certain dorm. And it was a kind of a story about a think tank thing with way too much knowledge and no practical wisdom to it. The story on this campus was that they were required to make a handicap accessible doorway. To get into the building, they had a big rubber box that you had to punch fairly, he said, with good force so it would activate the door. Okay, that's fine. But he said for some, if they had the strength and were able to punch this, that might be a factor in that. Because sometimes in the wheelchair, it was hard to do that. Okay, the second problem they had is that in the wheelchair, once you punched the button, you had to wheel back because the door would hit you before it would be opened. You had to quit, and then you had to quickly get through the door before it closed. Okay, the problem here, and all these kids, you know, all these doctorate majors, and all that, they're figuring this out. They said, not one single handicapped person was ever consulted before these guys built these doorways in this certain dorm. So do you see the difference between knowledge, wisdom, and practicality? Okay, number two, God's wisdom is divine. God's wisdom goes way beyond common sense. Common sense doesn't lead us to joy in the middle of a problem. Divine wisdom begins with respect to God, and it leads us to live by God's direction and gives us the ability to tell right from wrong. And in a lot of cases, true wisdom can be measured by a person's character. It's like you can identify a tree by its type of fruit it produces. A lot of times we can evaluate people by their acts and their actions. Number three, God's wisdom is Christ-like. When we ask God to bring us wisdom, we are asking him to make us Christ-like. So then that brings back our questions. Does it help my witness for Christ? Am I acting and doing my best? Are my actions according to Scripture? Am I thinking of myself? Will this cause others to sin? Am I glorifying God? We are responsible for making the choices that we make. And as we all know, every action has a result. Are we acting as godly people and showing the world true wisdom that is from God? The choices that we make reflect what we think of God too. If we make choices that have a negative result for someone else, aren't we ignoring God and relying on our old prideful ways? Are we self-serving? Do we have no use for God's kingdom? In verse 15, it told us that for jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For whatever there is jealousy and self-ambition, you will find disordered and evil of every kind. Making good decisions and choices in life can only be possible with the wisdom from the one true and only God. Are we all living up to James' words? Verse 17 and 18. It says, "But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. Is it also peace? Loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is the full mercy and good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. Those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." And we reap what we sow sometimes. God says that if we don't have wisdom, we should ask him for it. He said he will give it according to his will. There are so many times just in my work day where I will ask the Lord for wisdom because I don't know. A lot of times no one else knows either. And it always comes full circle. It seems like it always has come full circle. In some way, somehow, God provides wisdom. Maybe not to me, but to a co-worker. This is just the everyday simple things of life. I went without asking God for wisdom for many years in my life. When I finally got sick and tired of making poor choices, I made up my mind to find good and to throw away the bad. To ask God, and just that verse has always stuck with me, asking for wisdom when I'm in trouble. I need help. I can't do this on my own, Lord. You know, each day brings a new part of life with it. Each day we need God's wisdom to help us with our choices and our decisions. I think that'll be important for us as a church in this coming year. We're in transition. We're going to be faced with choices and decisions and are going to need the Lord's wisdom to help us through this. So how many people in this room or out in this community do you suppose are tired of making bad decisions and choices? I know a handful of folks right off my top of my head that I can think of. And I pray for those folks. Some of them don't know the Lord. How many people do you think want to be able to make better choices and have more control of their lives? How many people do you think that know Jesus Christ is the only way to make it better? This is what we face as a community. It's getting to be more and more what we face as a nation. I'll close with this verse. It's from Proverbs 2, verse 6. "For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure and a common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. Verse 10 says, "For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe." As always, there's wisdom in the Proverbs. God gives us wisdom and power to have better choices as we follow him, we talk to him. And I do believe that we gain wisdom each and every day as we continue our constant process of growing with Christ, as we read his word, as we pray to him, as we ask him for help. We must trust and honor him. That's what the word has told us. And grab hold and embrace what he is teaching us. We don't have to be the subject of poor choices, poor decisions. If we need wisdom, what did God say? He said, ask him. How do we ask him? We talk to him and we pray. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your teachings on wisdoms and choices, and that we're not alone, that you're there with us. Because there's so many times that we think that we can do life ourselves and we can make our own decisions, and a lot of times we make wrong ones because you're not with us. Forgive us, Father, and make our hearts humble before you. Clear a path in each of us to receive wisdom and love from you in the areas that we need it most. And you know where those areas are, Father. Help us to learn from you and to make good choices in this life. Father, we pray that you help each individual in here, that you help the ministries that are going on in this church, that you help our incoming pastor, Pastor Karin. Lord, we want to seek your wisdom. We want to seek your face. We want to seek your guidance with you and not on our own. And we praise you, Jesus, for everything that you do in our lives. In your holy name, amen.